Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Intermittent fighting was heard this morning on the Turkey-Syria border, despite an agreement with the U.S. calling for a ceasefire. At least 90 civilians have been killed in more than a week of fighting. Duri Buskerin has more.
Reporters for the Associated Press heard shelling and gunfire in the Syrian border town of Ras Al Ain, though it had mostly halted by mid-morning. Five Kurdish militia fighters were reported dead in the attack. Turkey and the U.S. released a joint agreement last night after hours of negotiations. Turkey agreed to stop its military incursion into Syria for 5 days, allowing Kurdish militias to retreat from a border zone that Turkey plans to control. After that time, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is scheduled to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has backed the Syrian regime. For NPR News, I'm Duri Buskerin in Istanbul.
Billions of dollars worth of European goods imported by the U.S. are subject to new tariffs starting today. NPR Scott Horsley reports the import levies will affect a wide range of products from Spanish olive oil to Irish whiskey.
The tariffs are the latest salvo in a long-running trade dispute between American-made Boeing aircraft and rival Airbus jets from Europe. The U.S. has complained for years that European countries unfairly subsidize Airbus. The World Trade Organization agreed and authorized punitive tariffs on up to $7.5 billion worth of European imports. Airbus jets themselves will face an import tax of 10%, but lots of unrelated products will be taxed at 25%, including woolen sweaters, yogurt, and specialty cheeses. Europe may get a chance to retaliate next year when the WTO will consider complaints that the U.S. unfairly subsidizes Boeing jets. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A Pew Research Center report finds that families making at least $75,000 a year are more likely than families with lower incomes to say they will take part in the 2020 census. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports.
The Pew Research Center's Devera Cohn says new national survey results show that a family's income can help predict whether people will say they will participate in the 2020 census.
The less income you have, the less likely you are to say that you'll definitely or probably respond to the census, according to our survey. This somewhat matches what we know about census data. Renters tend to have lower income, and they also are more likely to be undercounted.
Undercounts can put communities at a disadvantage for a decade or more. Census results help determine how some $900 billion a year in federal funding will be distributed for schools, Medicare, and other public services. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
Wall Street is trading in mixed territory at this hour. The Dow is down 56 points at 26,969. The Nasdaq down 10 points at 8146. The S&P 500 is up, but just a fraction of a point at 2998. You're listening to NPR News. The Houston Astros are now one win away from a trip to the World Series. NPR's Amy Held reports they face off against the Yankees once again in New York tonight for Game 5 of the American League Championship Series.
The Astros now lead 3-1 in the best-of-seven series, putting the 2017 World Series champions on the brink of securing another slot. The Astros beat the Yankees 8-3 in New York, thanks in part to a pair of three-run homers. Astros closer Roberto Osuna.
We set the goal in spring training, and being one win away, that really means a lot to us.
The Yankees are hoping to bounce back from several errors, including two by first baseman DJ LeMahieu, who called last night's game disappointing.
You know, I think their pitching's done a pretty good job so far, and hopefully we can turn the tables.
If they can't, it will mean the Yankees have failed to make the World Series for a full decade, a first in more than a century. The winner of the ALCS will advance to the World Series beginning Tuesday against the Washington Nationals. Amy Held, NPR News.
One of the most acclaimed ballet dancers of the 20th century, Cuban ballerina and choreographer Alicia Alonso, has died. Cuban state media and an official at the National Ballet of Cuba, which Alonso founded, said she died yesterday at a Havana hospital at the age of 98. Her career lasted nearly 75 years. In the 1940s and 50s in New York, she was one of the first members of what would become the American Ballet Theater. Crude oil prices are trading higher at this hour, up 0.8% at $54.36 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.